Cardinal Mencenti, Hero of Freedom. There were three dictatorships in Hungary during the 20th century that cast a shadow upon the country. The first one was in 1919 with the communists. In 1944, Nazism reared its ugly head. Then the expansion of communism returned between 1945 and 1990. Communism didn't mean the realization of societal truths, but served as a thin veil for an aggressive dictatorship. Cardinal Jozef Mincenti, who lived from 1892 to 1975, experienced all three dictatorships, which influenced him in his search for truth and freedom during hardship and oppression, which had a lasting impact on the world. There were two aspects that impacted his calling to serve and the humble upbringing of Jozef Mincenti: devotion to the church and his patriotism. These were his guiding stars in life, as he put it. These two aspects were interconnected and inseparable in his worldview and legacy. He served not only his compatriots, but others as well. During World War I, as a chaplain, he assisted soldiers from a variety of backgrounds: Italian, Polish, Serbian, Romanian, Russian, and French wounded soldiers were under his care, and he spent Christmas with them. He continued this work as a young priest, administering sacraments, distributing sacred images of the saints and books. He assisted them with writing, forwarding, and delivering letters, and helping with bureaucratic affairs. He met the first round of dictatorship head-on when he became an educator in one of the cities of the countryside in Zalaegerszeg. It was called the dictatorship of the common people. He stood up for the values of Christianity and freedom. He partook in community organizations to care for the ones who trusted him. Being informed in different affairs was very important to him. It was very significant, since information distribution was not very fast in those times. Society was not living in the information age then. He started weekly papers. He was arrested during the first communist dictatorship, and he was confined in the village of his birth. Hungary had significant imbalances in its society between the two world wars that became very apparent in everyday life. Mass poverty was rampant. Jozef Mincenti, as a parish priest of a provincial city, Zalaegerszeg, did everything he could to reduce the effects of these problems. He supported the poor out of his own pocket. His charity and his organization of the education of poor children were examples of his care. He had numerous original ideas as well. He organized a movement that he called Excesses of the Rich are the Inheritance of the Poor, in order to encourage his wealthier followers to continuously support the have-nots, such as creating soup kitchens. He represented them in local and nationwide affairs as well. He helped them with getting bank loans, acquiring land, and finding work opportunities. He was already the Bishop of Veszprém when the Hungarian Nazi madness commenced in 1944. He helped and sheltered the persecuted and called for an end to the war. As a consequence, he was thrown in jail. He was placed in the most notorious prison in Hungary, in Sopronkőhida. His pious reputation spread among his fellow inmates. He had to stand up for his church's rights and his homeland's freedom after 1945, when all those rights were threatened with elimination in the coming years with the reappearance of the communists. Jozef Mincenti assumed the position of the Cardinal of Esztergom, with which he undertook the responsibilities of leading the Catholic Church and, consequently, martyrdom and oppression. When Pope Pius XII ordained him, the title of Cardinal predicted that "You will be the first one of the 32 new cardinals who will have to take martyrdom with the cardinal's red color," symbolizes. Jozef Mincenti led the way in reducing famine and assisting the rebuilding process of the country after World War II. He relentlessly visited parishes in the entire country, strengthening faith and patriotism. He stood up for the oppressed, the prisoners of war, soldiers, civilians, and the displaced, as well as the political prisoners and Hungarians who left the country, and the German population that was forcibly relocated from Hungary. His popularity was too much to bear for the forming communist dictatorship. He could occupy his position for only 3 years. He was arrested on the second day of Christmas in 1948. After enduring several weeks of torture, he was sentenced to life in prison based on trumped-up charges. This was the symbolic overture of the persecution of the Hungarian Catholic Church that lasted for 4 decades. After the short-lived revolution in 1956, he was freed. But after the crushing of the resistance, he found refuge in the American embassy. He spent 15 years there as a semi-prisoner. In his writings, he protested against the lack of freedom and human rights in Hungary and the persecution of the Church. In 1971, Pope Paul VI invited him to Rome, and he later settled in Vienna. In the later part of his life, he made a habit of visiting Hungarian diasporas around the world, strengthening their faith in God and their patriotism. He warned the world of the dangers of the Soviet-style communism and their notion against God and mankind. He was considered to be a great freedom fighter, and people still preserve his legacy in numerous places around the world. Otto Habsburg noted upon his reburial ceremony in Budapest, "Today, when his ashes returned to his beloved homeland, we know that Mindszenty and his nation turned out to be victorious. We can thank him for Hungary's freedom. He kept the faith and hope in all of us. God's truth became the last word. Mindszenty's Good Friday brought us the resurrection."